Some years ago, someone was visiting in a cemetery and observing the epitaphs engraved on the stones marking the identity of the graves. On one of the stones was written, "Stop, stranger, as you are passing by. As you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so you will be. Prepare for death and follow me." Obviously, someone else had been visiting the cemetery because somebody had added a postscript to the words which read, "To follow you, I'm not content until I know which way you went." Something to think about, isn't it? As surely as a man lives, he must die. The question is, which way are you going? To die is to live, if indeed we have lived to die. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4, Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." I invite you to consider with me this declaration by our Lord, these eternal words of truth, by every word of God. After our Lord had been buried in the waters of baptism in the River Jordan, the voice of God broke the silence of the regions above and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Shortly thereafter, Jesus went into the wilderness and spent some 40 days and nights fasting. At the end of this period, the devil came to Jesus and tempted him. It was then that Satan said, "Command that these stones be made bread." But the Son of God resisted the temptation, declaring, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." These words of truth first came from Moses, just before he took his journey to Mount Nebo, where he would lay aside his staff and close his eyes in death. He declared to the children of Israel these immortal words, "Man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Furthermore, God told Moses, as recorded in Deuteronomy 18:15-19, that he would raise up another prophet like unto him, and God said, "I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him." These words, which are gems of eternal truth, first spoken by Moses, were the words used by Jesus when he resisted the devil and his temptations while in the wilderness. Thus we see that men of all time have found it necessary to be governed by one great and fundamental principle of truth, that is, man shall live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the Lord. To the Hebrews the apostle wrote, "If the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect great salvation? Truly, by every word of God, man shall live." My friends, I ask you, have you ever taken the time to consider what your life is worth upon this earth? Have you ever taken the time to consider what this life would be if man should live by temporal food alone? It was never God's will that man should live by bread alone. Rather, God planned from the beginning that man should live on a higher and more exalted plane. He must live by every word of God. The beast of the field and the fowl of the air and the fishes of the sea live on temporal food only. But man, who's more than an animal, lives by every word of God, if indeed he lives to live again. I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, if man merely lives, spending his time, his talent, and his energies, accumulating the temporal things of this world just to satisfy the hungering appetites of the flesh, he is hardly living above the level of an animal. And yet, really, he has not begun to live. Man is the most peculiar of God's creation. God gave him authority over every living creature of the earth. But one thing he must remember, the fact too often forgotten: God reserved the authority over man. He is subject to the authority of God. Man cannot live but by every word of God. Our God declared, "It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Man must have a guide, otherwise he must grope in darkness and despair. Actually, man is not capable alone of directing his steps in paths that lead to life, happiness, and ultimate eternity with God. Man shall live by every word that proceedeth from God to attain this great victory. The questions which confronts the young, the middle-aged, the old alike: what kind of life must I live? What am I living for? Where shall I live when this body is cold and the worms of the earth have devoured its fragments? Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you now, what are you living for? Perhaps one of the best ways to call to your attention in this address the difference of the life of one who lives by bread alone and one who lives by every word that proceedeth from God is to briefly contrast the lives of two very well-known characters of the Bible. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of two lives. One, a life by bread alone. The other, a life by every word of God. First, I introduce to you the life of a man who lived by bread alone. Listen. He was born a prince, an heir of an oriental kingdom, with all the wealth of an oriental kingdom at his command. A proud yet loving father nurtured and schooled his son to be king over Israel. When he was some 19 years of age, he was crowned with glittering diadems of honor and power to become king over Israel. The chant of Israel, no doubt, was, "God save King Solomon." Immediately, King Solomon went to God with sacrifice and prayers until God appeared and said, "What is your request, Solomon?" The grave and earnest plea was, "Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great?" God made King Solomon the wealthiest man who ever lived. Solomon lived a long time, but he soon began to live by bread alone and really ceased to live. He began marrying strange wives who turned his heart away from God, the God of his fathers. Soon, almost every act of life was to satisfy the desires of the flesh, to live by bread alone. Listen, as he begins to talk to himself. You know, when a person begins to talk to himself, he had better listen. This is what Solomon begins to say as he talks to himself. He is now only existing and reveling in the pleasures of this world, which are all temporal and will perish with the passing of time. This is what he said. "I planted me vineyards, and made me orchards, and got me men singers and women singers, and musical instruments of all sorts. I went to the house of mirth. I kept back nothing that my heart desired." Was he living? Oh yes, perhaps some of you listening to me just now would say, "Now that's really living it up." But my friends, I tell you, you are sadly mistaken. Such living is but a living of an eternal death. King Solomon was rich and kept back nothing that his heart desired. He tells us that he did this so that he might find out what is best for the sons and daughters of men who live upon this earth. His drunken stupor and unbridled lust, after the pleasure of the world, heaped upon him a living death. Just before he died, as he faced a never-ending eternity, while possessing and enjoying all the world had to offer, yet broken in poor and spirit, he announced in tones of disappointment and pity, "All is vanity and vexation of the spirit." Hear it, beloved. I say, are you listening? "All is vanity and vexation of the spirit. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Oh, my friends, the folly of a dissipated and wasteful life. Won't you hear me? Are you living by every word of God? Or have you ceased to live, and now you're trying to exist on bread alone? You cannot live by bread alone. Misery, hopelessness, and eternal death is inevitable. That is a perverted living. Such is the life and the destiny of the bread alone living upon this earth. Now I submit to you a life that is worth living, a life of joy, peace, and happiness, a life of eternal hope and rest in the beautiful city of our God. This is a life by every word that was from Jehovah God, the character who so completely sets forth to all mankind the true principle of life and destiny, being so far removed from living by bread alone, and is none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He was born in a stable and cradled in a manger. The foxes of the woods and the birds of the heavens lived in the world with greater riches than he. The Son of God himself said, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Had Jesus, God's Son, yielded to the temptation of the devil, he no doubt could have had even greater riches than Solomon. But he declared those words of hope and life when he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word from the mouth of God." He healed the lame, gave voice to the dumb, and awoke the sleeping dead. He preached the gospel to the poor and the rich alike. He gave to the world a life to live and a life to give. The life of Christ is the most sublime ever to be contemplated by mortal man. The infidel and skeptic may tell you that Christianity is a falsehood. They may defame the honorable name of my God by declaring that Jesus was a fraud and an impostor. But, beloved, I tell you that such littleness and mockery of such blaspheming lips and helpless hands of those infidels and skeptics in the world combined have never even touched the hem of the garment of him whose triumphant life and doctrine of truth have filled the world with joy and gladness and given to the world a life to live both here and hereafter. It was Jesus, God's own Son, who spoke the words of eternal truth, which must be the guide for all men everywhere, saying, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8 and verse 32. Yes, my friends, you must live by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. He shall not live by bread alone. Remember, God told Moses, before Christ ever came into this world, that Christ would come into the world, and that he, that is God, would put his words in his mouth, and Christ would speak all that God would command. Furthermore, God declared, "The soul that does not hearken to the words spoken by the mouth of Jesus, that soul shall be required of him." Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 19. Beloved, I beg you, listen to the words that came from the lips of the Savior. Hear them and live. Refuse them and you shall die. In John 18:24, our Lord declared, "Except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." To live, you must believe. If not, you must die in your sins, was the solemn declaration of our Lord. Those are the words that came from the mouth of the Son of God. You must live by every word from God. According to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, Jesus commanded, "Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Those are the words of Jesus. To live, therefore, you must repent. The command from the lips of our Lord is, "Repent or perish." Again, Jesus commanded, as revealed in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, and verse 32, "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him shall I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Who said that, my friends? Those are the words of Jesus. By them you shall live. Those are divine words of truth which came from the mouth of the Son of God. Furthermore, Christ declared, as recorded in Mark 16, 15, and 16, and I beg you, hear Christ as he speaks. Are you listening? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Who said that? Those are not my words. My friends, John Calvin is not the author of those words. John Wesley did not say that. Martin Luther didn't utter those words. Those words are not the words of Alexander Campbell. Those are not Howard's words. Who said that? Truly, you must know. Jesus, God's own Son, commanded, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Those are the very words that fell from the lips of the Son of God. And remember, God put the words in his mouth. It was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. God put the words in his mouth. And furthermore, God warned the soul of man that the soul that does not hearken to the words spoken by Christ, his soul shall be required of him. Ladies and gentlemen, not only did Jesus command that the sinner must believe in him, or repent of his sins, confess Christ as God's Son, and be baptized into Christ, but our Lord also commanded that those who are baptized into him must continue to observe all things spoken from the mouth of God. Hear these words of the Master, and remember, Jesus said that man must live by every word. Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus declared, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Those are words from the mouth of God. To live, we must obey them. Refuse to obey, and we must surely die an eternal death in the devil's hell. Surely, beloved, we must all treasure the last words of our loved ones as they begin to walk down into the valley of death. Perhaps they are the words of your mother or your father, your husband or your wife. The last words, perhaps, of your son or your daughter. We cherish them. Many times, they are words to be cherished in our memory forever. Surely it would be unkind and cruel to try to steal away or change the last message of our departed loved ones. But hear me, my friends, and I say, are you listening? The last message of our Lord and Savior is more precious than the last words of any mother, father, son, or daughter, husband, or wife ever lived upon this earth. The last message that came from the lips of the Son of God was, go preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Go teach all nations. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word from the mouth of God. What is your life today?